This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Secretary of State has completed the mandatory recount of the 3rd congressional district race between Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch. CPR's Benta Berklin reports the recount did not change the results.
Congresswoman Boebert ended up winning her second term in office by less than 600 votes. The district spans most of the Western Slope and Southern Colorado, and Boebert's narrow victory in the Republican district surprised the political world. Boebert is a firebrand politician and has used the politics of outrage to build a national following. But some District 3 voters say fatigue with controversies led to this close result. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Many Coloradans have woken up to snow this morning. Some of the biggest impacts are in northeast Colorado. Travel is not recommended to the north, east, and southeast of Denver due to whiteout conditions. That's according to the National Weather Service. Interstate 70 is closed east of DIA to Kansas. 50 flights are canceled and more than 170 are delayed. Temperatures will stay below freezing through the rest of the week. And now a correction. The Denver Art Museum has not removed Emma Bunker's name from an art gallery featuring works from Thailand. A radio story on December 6th erroneously reported that happened to the gallery's name. The museum is actively investigating the provenance of works that came to the museum from Bunker and has given documentation for related works and objects to federal authorities. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC's. In Denver, Colorado Springs, and Fort Collins, flurries continue this hour. Highs in Colorado today are in the 30s.